Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
Force to the Max is on the air on this frigid. I know this because I just took a bike over here from TV. It's frigid outside. I don't use the word frigid very often. It's frigid outside. There's something about the way downtown looks when it's really cold because people are just so bundled up, and you see the exhaust as the cars come out of the parking ramps and the buses go and the policemen's all bundled up, and there's something that just says frigid. See, here's the thing. If I had a goal for kids that we raise, the next generation, if I had a goal, a blanket goal, a one goal for the kids that will be the next generation that will take care of us, and I was to say, what is the one thing that I want to see in each and every kid as they mature into adulthood? What is the one trait that I would give them above all else? If I could give a trait, if I could pass something along, if I was allowed to inject this drug into their system, into their soul, into their core, into their being, what would it be? What would be the one thing that I would want the next generation to have so that they would take care of us and so that society would continue and we pass the baton in a healthy way? It would be just one word. One word. I would want each and every one of them to be tough. I use that word tough because I would want each and every one of them to be mentally tough and hopefully physically tough too. And we talk about it all the time in sports, don't we? Who's tough? Who's mentally tough? Who won't allow somebody to play mind games with them? And that got me thinking. That got me thinking as this thing all comes together, this weather that we have right now in Minnesota where we endure, and it's 2 below right now. We wake up, it's 10 below. And you know, we just got our garage door fixed, and then it doesn't work when it's frozen like this. The garage door won't go down. So you go, well, why don't we just get it fixed if I still got to park in the driveway? You know, all this stuff that we deal with that comes into our lives, these little things that just bug us and banter at us and they nips at our heels and our ankles and we feel that every day. So my question is, I use that word tough. And we use that word tough a lot in sports and defining people. I'm not quite sure what the definition of it is. If somebody has one, they can call us. But my question to you is, are we here in Minnesota tougher than other people because we have to endure winter? Are we by definition tougher because we have had, for many of us, our entire lives had to deal with this monster called winter, this clipper that comes in for a few months and is unforgiving at times? Does that mean that we are tougher? Or does it simply mean that we just have learned how to deal with the cold? And it has nothing to do with toughness. It just has to do with adaptability. And it doesn't make us mentally tougher or stronger than anybody else or emotionally able to handle things. We just deal with the circumstances that are thrown our way. Are we really tougher than other parts of the country and people from other parts of the country that never had to grow up and deal with the pain? The pain, the excruciating pain of driving your bike down Nicollet Mall when it's 2 below. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Are we tougher than the rest of the country because you have to be to live here? Or is this just something we deal with and we're not any tougher than anybody else? We're not any better than anybody else. If somebody moved here from Arizona, they could deal with it just as well as we could. You just deal with it when you have to deal with it, and you start your car and you run the heater and all those things. I don't know. You know, I think we want to believe in Minnesota that we're tougher. But I also think sometimes we lie to ourselves. We do. We lie to ourselves, and we love when we're talking smart to the folks from the South and the West. We love to talk about how cold it gets here. We love that. That's a badge of honor. But I'm not sure if it makes us tougher or not. And by extension, I don't know. So if you put the whole next generation and you made them live in Minnesota growing up, and then once they got bigger, you sent them out all over the country, and they could live wherever they wanted, and you repopulated the whole U.S., would the U.S. be tougher because we'd raised all these kids in Minnesota? Or are we just as weak as anywhere else and we just deal with whatever's thrown our way? I think it's a really good philosophical question tonight. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Are we in Minnesota tougher? Or maybe the question is, are we in Minnesota dumber? See, because the thing about, and I don't know if toughness and intellect even intersect anywhere, but the thing that I'd have to question about some Minnesotans is that we fill ourselves with hope even when it's false. Such as, case in point, last night. We want so bad to believe that the Minnesota Timberwolves have resurrected their franchise because they made all these trades and they got all these new people. We want so bad to believe that the sum of the parts is now greater than it was last week at this time, before D'Angelo Russell and everybody else came to town. But when everything settles in and we see it, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that the team is all that much better, but we want to believe so bad because they beat the Clippers last Saturday. They scored, did you see it? They scored 142 points, so they must be, wow, they figured this thing out. And with a couple of quick, swift movements of the wand, they have changed the fortunes of Minnesota NBA basketball. Well, have they or have they not? I don't know that. So maybe we're tough here in Minnesota. I'm not sure if we are or not, but I do know we're gullible here in Minnesota. I do know that we want and we crave what we want, even if it doesn't line up with what is factual. And when I watched that game last night, and I started to see the lowly Charlotte Hornets, who are struggling mightily, begin to come back. And I thought, not this time, because the Timberwolves will do something to negate it. And D'Angelo Russell came back in, and he took them on like a 9-3 run, and you said, whoa! Maybe they do have it. Maybe the it factor is there. Maybe the culture has changed. And then all of a sudden, it fell apart again. And I realized how gullible Minnesotans are, because they wanted to believe so bad that things had changed for the better. And now they've lost 2 out of 3 since the trades. And I'm not so sure that there's legitimate hope in sight. I'm not so sure that they have what it takes out of this roster to make any significant move. Then people can say, well, you know, but they're not done making changes yet. Obviously, that's not the question. The question is, can they make changes to better the team over the next couple of years? Can you trade your way out of what they've obviously got? which is Russell, Towns, and a bunch of guys. I mean, even Malik Beasley last night, I was so disappointed in some of the shots that he took. And he's supposed to be kind of the third piece of this deal, this wheel that goes around. And so now you have to gather these guys, and Ryan Saunders has to figure it out. That's why they pay him the money to be the coach. He's got to figure out how to get the most out of this roster. And he's got to figure out how to get these people involved and share the ball and all those things. But it was almost a revert back to a low point in the season when Charlotte just took them apart in the fourth quarter, did whatever they wanted, got whatever look they wanted. You know, here's Miles Bridges. You want that? Devontae Graham, here, shoot this one. And the Wolves were left flat-footed and looking like they always look. You know? So I'm not so sure if we're tough, but I do know that we're gullible. I do know that we believe one of the biggest things. Anybody wants to argue with me on this, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. One of the hardest things to do when you're a news reporter is to make sure that the stories that you do reflect not what you want to be the truth, but what is the truth. Think about that. Not what you want to be the truth, but what is the truth. And generally, there's a gap. There's a gap between what you want to be the truth and what is the truth, and that's where you have to really call upon your intellect and your cerebral feel to say, okay, just because I want this to be true doesn't mean that it is, so I can't report it just because I want it to be. And cerebral feel to say, okay, just because I want this to be true doesn't mean that it is, so I can't report it just because I want it to be. And all reporters face this in newsrooms across the country because everybody's got a rooting interest in something. And what you want to be the truth, what is the truth, are two different things, usually. Usually. But now toughness, that's a different thing. Because you can be tough. You can learn to be tough. You can be physically and mentally tough. You can teach yourself to do that. But I'm not sure that you can get it just because you happen to grow up in a place that's a cold weather state. I'm not sure that that makes you tough. Let's go to Gene in Maplewood. Gene, you're on. Are we tough here or not?
First of all, I think we're pretty tough.
You do.
I talk to people all the time on the phone. When I'm ordering something or whatever, I say, hey, where am I calling to? And they'll say this and that. And usually they're from some not-so-cold state. Sometimes they're from Colorado or whatever. And they say, oh, you guys, all this cold weather. I says, yeah. Like today, I'm actually driving, but I have the phone off, down.
Good for you, yep.
Yeah, and anyway, so I just came from dinner with my sister, my brother-in-law. I had a great dinner, everything. And I was out and about today. I had eye appointment, all my yearly thing. And I thought, geez, I didn't want to come out today, but I had to come out. And I feel actually invigorated.
By the call.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a wimp and stuff. I'm not saying, and I'm retired. I don't have to be out there all the time. And I like to cuddle up and just watch television in the evening and listen to CCO and stuff like that. And, listen to the Wolves and all that kind of stuff. And I'm a Twins fan, so I have Twins fan on all the time. But, I think we are tougher. I don't know what that guy's talking about. I think we are a tougher breed of people.
Okay, let's go with that. Gene, thank you for your call.
We'll
continue to entertain some of your thoughts on the other side. Are we tough here in Minnesota? Or do we just tell each other we're tough because we live in this frigid, I use that word again, frigid climate? Stay with us on Sports the Max. Tim in Hanley Falls, you're on. Tim?
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tim.
Say, I don't know if it makes us tougher, but I do think that having the conditions outside have the ability to kill you about, 4 or 5 months out of the year, whether it's the extreme cold or extreme heat, does make us work a little bit smarter sometimes.
Smarter? Not necessarily tougher, but smarter, you're saying?
I think so.
I never thought about
that. Hey, can we talk about the Timberwolves?
Give me your best 30 seconds on this.
They've got to do something to not just give us hope, to give us something to be interested in. I listened to you guys talking to Glenn on Sunday mornings, and he's a brilliant businessman, but he just doesn't give me a confidence that things are going to change.
Yeah, and he's going to have to change them. But, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. But they've tried everything over the last few years, and it hasn't worked. But they need to try some more things because this ain't where it needs to be right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Tim, thank you for your call. Let's stay warm. Let's go to Mike in Minneapolis. Mike, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good. How's Mike?
Hey, Mike, I say damn right we're tough.
You think so?
We're tough here. You know, I grew up in Minneapolis and Bloomington, and I went out to Seattle for about 15, 17 years, and then I came back. And then I realized how tough we were.
Really?
Because
you compared us to the Washington folks? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Bunch of whiny.
Are they pansies,
you know,
there?
Absolutely. You know, there in the winter, it's probably average 45 degrees. Granted, it rains a lot. But I came back here, and my brother-in-law and sister were out there with T-shirts on when it was 33 degrees. And I was, like, reaching for coats and sweaters and everything. And they're like, this isn't even cold. This is nothing. And you know what? We got to be smart, too, because, you know, you prepare. I got my boots in the trunk, you know, just in case. I've got, you know, extra coat back there. And one thing I'd like to say, remember how you came up with that one word earlier that you put on to kids?
Yep.
One thing we are, you know, when there's a nice day, we appreciate it.
That's true.
Let's face it. I mean, you know, the guys in California, I had a whole bunch of people come out here and transfer out with my company from California. After the first winter, they went home.
That's right, because we don't need them.
No, we don't need them.
We'll do just fine without them, doggone it.
Exactly. And you know what? Your body going through the heat, going through the change, going through the four changes, your body has to be tough to endure that.
That's right.
I mean, you know, and you got to do something to stay in shape and face up to it. And of course, we're tough.
Mike, I appreciate it. So many of those folks though in Seattle and in California were looking for trees to hug, and they couldn't find them.
I mean, they whine about anything. It's 52 degrees out today.
Yeah, well, let's go find a vineyard where we can just hang out and sip wine all afternoon instead of go to work. Thanks for your call, Mike.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.